This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
You look at the argument here, saying now in these documents, trying to get the death penalty removed, which I think is going to be a win if they're able to do that for Chad Daybell. I think it's probably the only goal at this moment in time, saying that she manipulated Chad through emotional and sexual control. Is that also kind of implying that he was part of these murders? I mean, just if you're insinuating that Lori manipulated you through all of these things, well, what did she manipulate you to do that you were manipulated by or for? And if you're then going to go argue and say not guilty, isn't that in a way almost admitting your own guilt by making that sort of a statement?
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody, if you get them talking long enough, they're going to hang themselves. And that's exactly what's happened. So in other words, he's left the impression that, well, if you want to take that angle, that she has been such a seductress, you know, that she isn't, you know, some sort of an Aphrodite, that yeah. She's been able to be a seducer. That is that really, and was that really the reason why he carried out these acts? And it's not me. But then through that, it's like saying, I admit that I did this, but it was only because she seduced me. She's the one that sexually seduced me. And I was so taken by her beauty, and it was an aphrodisiac, or, you know, it was, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference, because it's no different than saying, well, I didn't mean to kill those people, but I was drunk and I was under the influence of cocaine.
Yeah.
Gives a shit. You know, excuse my language. Like, exactly. You know, you kill them.
I don't see the argument being very strong of, well, did you kill them? Well, I did, but it was for sex. So, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, that kind of seems to be what this argument is, to get death taken off the table. We kind of knew that already, Chad, that you were smitten with her to such an extreme. When you do look at this, though, trying to figure out who is more culpable at this. Obviously, both have been involved in this conspiracy. But when we're talking about who is the ringleader, is it Lori or is it Chad?
Well, it's interesting because I don't know if I can say that it was Chad or Lori, because I don't really have enough evidence to say one way or the other. Because when you look at Lori's ex-husband was killed, all right, who would want them both dead? They both might.
Yeah.
Who would want the brother-in-law dead? Right. And the wife.
Yeah.
Now, who want these dead? They both would want, I think there's what they're four, four are dead.
I've lost track.
Three.
at least four. I think there's possibly more, that if you count Alex in there too, and you count, there's some others in the mix, but yeah.
Yeah. There's four or five or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and they're from both sides. It's almost like they wanted to annihilate sides of the family so that they could start over. I think that initially, I think that Chad was the one that indoctrinated her into this other world and the whole zombie thing. And I think that she fell for it. And then he consistently, you know, gave her this different narrative that wasn't really true, that was, and I think she bought into it. Then I think that's when she got into it. That's what I think, that's kind of, but the origination of it is, I think Chad in his false teaching, he's a false prophet.
Yeah.
Look at, we see this, what, the Waco case, right? Mm-hmm. The Jones case, we've seen so many of these cult leaders. How could they persuade so many people to do such horrible, heinous things? Mm-hmm. It's shocking to me that how much control and how easily you can get controlled by mind manipulation.
Yeah, it really is. And this is, you know, I think one of the most extreme examples of it. I mean, it makes you do wonder, had they not been stopped, had they not killed their children, would this have turned into a bigger cult had those events not taken place? I don't know. It's a scary one to watch, but with this new development, we just went down a whole different road. So we'll see where this rabbit hole takes us.
Yeah, it gets crazier and crazier. Every day you wake up and there's another new case, and it's like, you know, it's almost like unspeakable. It's incomprehensible. It's what, you know, I tend to go, my head kind of goes with what's happening to our world, and what's happening to the society. What is happening and where is it coming from? Where is the stem? Where is the root? Mm-hmm. How do we get this thing under control? Because we have a massive mental health crisis in this world.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.